I have been a fan of Keb Mo's since I first heard his music a number of years ago. And he just keeps on going. He has been described as a living link to the Seminole blues that traveled up the Mississippi River and across the expanse of America. I just think he's a phenomenal artist. And he's coming to town at the Music Hall Center for the Performing Arts, presented by the Hollywood Casino at Greektown, the Music Hall's historic stage. It'll be this Saturday, August 5th at 8 p.m. And he's on the line with us right now. Keb Mo, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
I am such a huge admirer of yours. I've told you that multiple times. You've been here. You've been in the studio. I wonder, though, if you remember, because I have gotten a lot of mileage out of this. You've probably forgotten it. You played here. This has got to be 20 years ago. You played here, I think, at the Magic Bag, and you didn't have a ride home, and you to the hotel, and you had done our radio show earlier in the day, and I gave you a lift to the hotel.
That was more than 20 years ago. That was more like 28 years ago.
For me, it was yesterday, Kev. And I've been living off that for a long time.
If I didn't thank you again.
you thanked me then, and then you don't need to thank me now.
He even tipped you.
Yeah, no, he didn't tip me. I tipped him, actually. You continue to stay in a genre that I think never loses its popularity. It's incredible how the blues, no matter how other styles come and go, always seem to have this rock-solid fan base. What do you attribute that?
The blues makes you smile.
Mm-hmm. Opposite of what people think, right?
Yeah, it's like blues makes it inclusive. You know, it takes no prisoners. It's like, you know, everybody's got some kind of little problem. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets the blues. I don't care how perfect your life is and looks or, you know, the blues will creep in somewhere.
Is that what attracted you?
No. I evolved into it. I was indoctrinated into it by life, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it just really, at some point, it became very obviously that that's what the factor that was missing in my life. Actually, the blues, it wasn't like I all sort of went shifted into the blues. I added it to what I was already doing.
Okay. Right. You recorded with Papa John Creech.
Wow.
From Jefferson Airplane and all that. I mean, you wouldn't know it to see Keb Mo, and you wouldn't, when you go see him Saturday night, you won't know it to, but he's been around a while. I won't give your age out unless you want me to. But
it's all right.
All right. Born in 1951. Do the math.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you've passed the 70 already and still making great music.
Yeah, man. I'm a geezer now, but I still feel pretty good.
Well, a little more of Keb Mo's music, including a new single here. Listen, now, do a lot of people presume, because of your background with the blues and everything and your knowledge, that you must have been born in some small little bayou place in the Mississippi? Because you're actually from L.A., right?
Compton, right?
I'm from Compton, man. My parents were born in a little town. My father's from a little town in Louisiana called Heflin.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother's from a little town outside of Texas called Hooks.
Wow. And if you combine the populations of both of those towns, how many people would it be?
Including rakes and tractors?
Is it true that you started at playing steel drums in the Calypso band before you got into what you're into now?
Yeah.
How much work is there doing that? Like how many nights a year do you actually find work?
A steel band?
Yeah, well, playing steel drums in a Calypso band.
Oh, I think we'd get about maybe like once, twice a month.
Wow. Each gig lasts five days.
We'll make $10 or $11 per gig.
$10 or $11, and it felt like the world, right? Felt like, what am I going to do with all that money?
You know how much that is for a kid?
What did you do with like the money that you made from your first gig? Did you go buy more steel drums?
No, we didn't buy the guy that the band made him.
Yeah,
his name was Chuck County. He made the drums.
Wow,
that we played. Yeah.
So you could just spend your money on bubblegum then, whatever else.
You know what I would do? I think I bought a conga drum. was going to save it, what I could save it. It's all with lunch money. And, I bought my first electric guitar, I think, some of that money, $50 wow. a pawn shop,
It's a lot of dough. Yeah.
Kemo, that wonderful theme song from Mike and Molly. I love that show. I love seeing the theme song roll around just so I could hear you sing it. Is that an original? Did you write that also?
That's an original song, yeah.
Wow,
called
great.
I See Love.
Great song. Great song.
I'm going to play a little more Kebmo for you here. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
The voice is
if
there.
If you like music like this and more, go see Kebmo this Saturday, August. I am absolutely going to be there at 8 o'clock at the Music Hall Center for the Performing Arts. Show presented by Hollywood Casino at Greektown on the Music Hall's historic stage. For tickets, you can go to musichall.org. Do you need a ride?
After the gig.
I'll call you from the hotel.
All right. I'll arrange it. I really will. I'll pick you up. I'll drive you over. It's right near me.
The fact that you would get into a car with Mitch driving says volumes.
Yeah. I don't drive any better than I did 28 years ago. But yeah, you lived.
You were lucky you made it to that gig.
So glad to be talking to you.
You have no idea.
Yeah, maybe you're going to change your mind now, Kev. Yeah. Well, hopefully I'll get a chance to see you Saturday night and say hello.
All right. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Thanks for coming on. All right. And we'll see you at the Music Hall, Kebmo, Saturday, August 5th, 8 p.m., musichall.org. It's 760 WJR.